Okay, good morning all. We have the incredible zechus to start Maseches Beitza. This is, God willing, the way we've been learning it, the second to last Masechta of Moed after Beitza, which God willing will take a few weeks. We're going to go into Erevin, which will take a serious amount of time, but then once we finish that, God willing, we'll have finished Seder Moed. So this is very exciting, jumping into new territory. Okay, so Maseches Beitza, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. So Maseches Beitza, as some of you may already be aware, has a lot to do with some of the holidays, some of the laws as they apply to the holidays. So let's jump right in and see what the Mishnah has to say. So Beitza Shenolda V'yom. So let's say you have an egg that was laid on Yontif, and the assumption is over here, at least for now, that the egg that we're talking about that was laid on Yontif is specifically a case where Yontif is on Sunday, which means Shabbos was yesterday. So Shabbos and then Yontif. So in that situation, so what do you do with the egg? So you say, what's the problem? I don't understand. So it seems like the issue is that for the egg to have been born on Sunday, that must mean that there was quote-unquote preparation. I mean, what do you mean preparation? Meaning the egg was finishing being made inside of the chicken. So is that an issue? And therefore, because you can't prepare from Shabbos to Yontif. So is that an issue? So it says the Mishnah, Beishamai Rem Teachel. Shammai say no, there's no issue whatsoever. It could be eaten on that day, even though it's clear that the egg was prepared yesterday on Shabbos for Yontif. It's totally okay. Ubeis Hillel Omerim Lo Teichel. Ubeis Hillel say no. What are you talking about? It cannot be eaten on that day because of the fact that it was quote unquote prepared on Shabbos for Yontif. So the big question is how far reaching is this? So let's say, in other words, what's the differentiation between something that was prepared just by nature prepared it versus let's say a person prepared it? So obviously the assumption would be that if we have an issue with nature preparing it, at least according to Beis Shammai, then for sure we have an issue of a person preparing from day to day. But for Beis Hillel, it's a little unclear. Maybe how far-reaching this is going to be. If nature prepares it, maybe that's an issue. And so again, not for right now, but that's the machlokus. Beis Shammai say, you are allowed to eat it you are allowed to eat the egg that was laid on Sunday. Beis Hillel say, you cannot eat the egg that was laid on Sunday because it was prepared on Shabbos by the chicken. Beis Shammai Amrim, Soor B'chazayas, now seemingly an unrelated machlokus, but nonetheless another machlokus between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel has to do with the different volumes of leaven, of so'or, of sourdough, of and chametz, how much can you own of it on Pesach? So Beis Shammai Omrim, Beis Shammai say, so'or bechazayas, that the smallest amount of sourdough, of so'or, that a person is allowed to own on Pesach is a chazayas, is just an olive's volume. The chametz bechoseves. But a chametz, however, the amount that a person is prohibited to own is a koseves, is a dates volume, which is more than an olive. So you cannot own more than a chazayas of so'or, and you cannot own more than a date of chametz, a date volume of chametz on Pesach, according to Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says, what are you mincing words over here? Both so'or and both chametz, you cannot own more than a kezayis of it on Pesach, and that's it. End of story. Nothing else to talk about. Okay. Mishnah Beis seems to jump to a somewhat unrelated topic, and that is the topic of kisoy hadam. When a person shechts an animal, now there are only a few different types of animals that this would apply to. When a person shechts a chaya, which is like more like a wild beast kind of an animal, obviously a kosher one, and an oaf, and some sort of a bird, so you have the obligation to do kisoy adam. When a person shechts like a behemoth, which would be like a cow or something like that, then there is no obligation to do kisoy adam. But however, when this Mishnah is going to be discussing the cases when there is an obligation of kisoy adam. So says the Mishnah, how does it work on Yontif? Right? So if I want to do kisoy adam, so how do you do kisoy adam? You need some dirt or something. There's an issue. If I need some dirt, that means I'm going to have to do a little digging. That's a malacha. I might have to like grind up some of the dirt, that's a malacha. I can't touch the dirt in the first place because it's muksa. So what do I do? So it says the Mishnah as well. So Hashochet Chaya, the oaf biyom tov, that a person who wants to shecht this chaya, a wild animal, a non-domestic animal, according to the translation over here, you want to shecht this non-domestic animal or a bird on Yontif. So Beis Shammai Omrim, Yachpor Bedeker V'yichase. He can shecht the animal, he can dig up some of the earth with a shovel, and he can use it to cover the blood. Oh, what's going on over here? So are they just allowing a free-for-all? So it seems like not. The Mefarshim explain. And we're talking specifically about a case where the guy had a shovel that was already put into the loose dirt before Yontif. So there's no issue because it's loose dirt. So once you take out the dirt, some more dirt's going to fill in. So it's not really, you're not really digging a hole. And you set it aside so it's not muksa. And because it's loose dirt, it's also, you're not going to really do any grinding of any sort. So therefore, it's totally mutter as long as you just set it aside before Yontif. In this loose dirt, Beis Shammai says it's totally okay to cover it up. Beis Hillel say no. Beis Hillel is a little bit more machmir over here. It says, no. I don't care if you have a shovel set up and you have the whole construction site set up. It doesn't make a difference. You need to have your little pile set up from yesterday. It's already dug. It's sitting right there. You just know I'm going to take this dirt and put it in to cover the blood. Only then is it okay to shech the animal and use this dirt. You can't go start digging your own dirt, even if you had a prepared pile or prepared a shovel to start digging. But Beis Hillel do agree that at the end of the day, let's say a person violated this law, they didn't follow Beis Hillel, and they shechted the animal, like, oh my gosh, shoot, I forgot to have this set pile beforehand. So Beis Hillel do allow the case of Beis Shammai then, that as long as you had the shovel prepared in the loose dirt from the day before, then that is going to be totally permissible to use that dirt to cover the blood of the animal that you just shechted. And then finally, the Mishnah concludes with the case of She'efer Kira Muchanhu. Let's say a person shechts an animal on Yontif, and he's not going to use any dirt, but he's going to use ashes. You can also use ashes to cover the blood. So let's say he has ashes that are on the stove that were prepared from the day yesterday. He did some cooking, and now he has some ashes at the bottom of the stove. Can he use that? So it says the Mishnah, yeah. Since those were prepared from yesterday, he is allowed to use those for covering the animal, even though he didn't necessarily set aside these ashes to be used for the covering, since he knew that if I'm going to have ashes, I'll probably make use of it at some point. So therefore, even though he doesn't have the specific das, the specific intention to say, I'm going to use this for the covering of blood tomorrow when I shecht an animal on Yontif, then it is totally permissible to use these ashes regardless. And so that brings us to the end of Mishnah Beis. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Gimel. For now, we'll stop right here.